This is Morning Edition. The Orange County Board of Commissioners say they can't do anything about messages on a raised flag waving on a flagpole on private property, but they can decide the size of the flag and the height of the flagpole. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonita Inge was in Chapel Hill last night for a vote that some say was a referendum on the Confederate flag.
About 20 people signed up to address the Orange County Board of Commissioners. A huge 20-by-20-foot Confederate battle flag, hoisted on a flagpole 60 feet in the air, was the topic of discussion. Kathy Arup lives in Orange County. She says she's against trying to erase history by tearing down statues and trying to restrict certain flags.
As a Southerner, I would never display a Confederate flag. Much of our past is shameful. But our society has overcome the sins of the past in many, many ways, and we're not getting credit for it.
Billy Holloway has lived on Highway 70 his entire life, and he just happens to live across from where the extra-large Confederate flag is flying.
And now y'all are trying to change the rules to suit other people that don't want to live there. They don't have to travel that road. It's a public road. They don't have to. If you don't really look, you don't see the flag.
But Hillsboro resident Latondra Strong says she sees the flag.
I've had people of color tell me that they pass by and they go, "What is that?" And just like this woman said, I have been in places and seen the Confederate flag and became and had to wonder what is going to be next and if I'm in a safe environment.
The comments made before the board were about evenly split for and against revising Orange County's Unified Development Ordinance to include stipulations on how flag lovers can fly their flags. The board voted yes to revise the ordinance.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, and that passes unanimously. Thank you, everyone.
Madam Chair, may I ask the manager...
Rural county residents can now only fly flags that are 4 by 6 feet, and the flagpole can't be higher than 24 feet, and only a maximum of 3 flags can be displayed on a single pole. Strong says she's pleased with the outcome of the vote.
I mean, I've had a number of people even call me that don't live here that are passing through that say, "Why are you living there? Why would you live there?" And it's because I'm not going to let them tell me I have to move. I'm not going to let this intimidation trigger me to move. And it's incumbent upon our commissioners to do the right thing to ensure that all people are safe.
Strong is referring to safety from racist acts because of how history has connected the Confederate flag to white supremacy. Orange County Planning Board officials say their recommendation also has to do with safety of nearby residents and property if a heavy wind blows down a 60-foot flagpole, like the one on Robert Hall Jr.'s property. Orange County Commissioner and Vice Chair Penny Rich officiated Tuesday night's meeting and the vote. She says the ordinance does not stop anyone from putting up a Confederate flag.
So the flag over Highway 70, the huge flag, does that have to come down now?
So it has a year to come in compliance. So we will see that flag there for 1 year, and then it has to come in compliance.
There might not be any more mega-sized Confederate flags flying in Orange County anytime soon, but the Sons of Confederate Veterans have started a campaign to raise Confederate flags across all 100 North Carolina counties. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.